Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, well, I don't think artificial intelligence is quite ready yet to take over the world. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It is Wix gift card time. You better believe it is. So, looking to start that next paint project? Well, our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix have all the inspiration and help you'll need. And to celebrate, we've got the gift card and we're playing a brand new game named Colour Chart Code Breakers. Simply decipher the name of three bands or their songs from the Wix Colour Chart range to win. And playing this morning, we have Danielle, a civil servant in Swansea. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
The warmest of welcomes to the show. Lovely having you. How are you feeling? Have you got those Friday vibes?
I have. I'm feeling motivated today. I'm hoping to do some painting.
Oh, you're actually going to be doing some actual DIY. This is
perfect.
You're
in the right place.
Okay, so do you understand the rules?
I do, yes.
Okay, well, let's get down to business, shall we? You're the first person ever to play this.
Okay.
It is Colour Chart Code Breakers. So, Danielle, question one. The second single from Coldplay's debut album, Parachutes, Banana Split.
The colour yellow.
Yellow, yeah, we'll go with your take.
Yellow, yeah.
Question two. A British soul and pop band formed in Manchester and fronted by Mick Hucknall. Simply Rhubarb Rose.
Red.
Yeah. You don't interrupt me before I get to the paint colour.
Sorry, Dave.
The paint colour.
We were still guessing.
Yeah. So, yeah. The paint, you know, if I say, you know, a British soul and pop band and you shout Simply Red, I've not been able to give Wix any of the love that A, they deserve, and B, they very much paid for.
Yes.
And finally, an American three-piece from the East Bay of California with hits including Basket Case and American Idiot. Kiwi Crush Day. Who are they?
Another colour's green. Green Day, yeah.
Yeah! Yeah. Yeah. I think between the two of us, we fudged it just enough that it made sense. Excellent work. Yes, Yellow, Simply Red and Green Day. Kiwi Crush Day, Simply Rhubarb Rose and Banana Split. Danielle, you've nailed it. You've got the gift card. Good luck with the project. We'll speak to you soon.
Oh, thank you, everyone. Nice talking to you all.
Bye now. You, Danielle. Have a fabulous weekend. That was all thanks to Wix, where right now you can save with offers across their Crown Dulux and Wix Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion ranges. Like Crown Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion, which was £19 and is now £12.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Now, as we all know, there's a lot going on across social media.
Yes.
There's so many things, millions of gigabytes of information travelling across your eyes and through your ears every single second of the day. So what we need is a crack team of people to sit down and bring us the stuff that actually matters to us, is actually relevant to us and might make us laugh. Okay. And that's why we invented Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition Team.
Yes.
Matt!
Well, the big story this morning, Dave, someone on Facebook Marketplace is selling a pulpit for
£800. There you go, I rest my case.
That's the big story of the day. It's an entire wooden pulpit.
Has it got the stairs and everything?
It's got steps going up, a little cross, and then a little plinth at the top, and then other steps coming down on the other side.
Oh, I could do family announcements in it.
Yeah,
I can just imagine Evie going, oh, no, Dad's ascending the stairs again. What's he going to do? Let's talk
everyone.
Of screen time.
Finally, you're going to listen to me. I'm in my pulpit.
Right, so you, Sarah Jane, you listen. Tomorrow, it's both bins go out. No, I won't be here. I'll be doing the show. Both the bins.
Well, maybe we should buy it. It's a good use of show budget. A show pulpit.
I think attach wheels to it, and it's how we get around, like the Pope Segway.
Yeah, pulpit-mobile. I like it, yeah.
Right, let's put a bid in.
It's only £800. The guy who shared it, Benjamin Partridge, said it's time to absolutely revolutionise my living room.
100%.
It would be amazing. 100%. What a talking piece when guests arrive. The other story sent to me by Dan Noble of Overnight fame. He sent me this as an amazing example of AI losing it. Lots of examples of them losing the plot recently. This is an AI speech. If you're reading a long article and you have to cook something and you want want the voice of the AI to just read the article to you, you can switch that on. Mm. Someone switched that on while they were reading an article about robots being used in chess, and there was a long number in it looking at the odds of something happening. It was like 1000 recurring. Uh-huh. There were loads of zeros, right? And the amount of zeros completely threw the AI.
Chess is a doubly complex strategic game, famously far more complicated than chess. What one?
That's what happens if Praise You goes on for too long.
I never showed that bait in Terminator 2, did I? When the machines first started to take over. Tell us about it again, Sarah Connor.
I think we're safe for a bit longer.
Yeah, we're okay.
And then the other, of course...
Oh, hang on a second. Sorry, Matt, to interrupt. But if we're going to be talking AI fouls, right, we've got the... Let's not forget what happened on this very show live one day when we asked AI to give us the best ever Marvin Gaye that it could. Here we go.
With Richard, I had it never with you. I always want to be together, but that's to you. So I hate what is the power to be proud of? Him to find you, so I hate what is the power to be proud of?
It's an absolute joke, AI. I don't know why we're worried.
I think about that Marvin Gaye clip all the time.
A disproportionate amount.
It's like he's trying not to close his mouth. It's like Marvin Gaye on Hot Ones.
Oh, you know AI is coming for us first now, don't you?
I know, well done. We're goading it. Yeah, come and get us. AI.
What, here on Absolute Radio? Yeah.
So I've got time for one more story.
It's like a social ammo classic
of yesteryear. I feel like the stars have aligned. So we had the Big Billy Cat. The Big Billy Cat coming back earlier in the week when you were talking about amorous cats. And then we also had the Kiffness, the South African remix of remixing the Lady Gaga dog. So about 3 or 4 years ago, the Kiffness remixed the Big Billy Cat, and it sounded amazing. Share the whole thing again so you can enjoy it. You'll be talking about it later. Have that AI.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. 5 words. £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
Here we go again with radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win. In fact, as we've just established, 2 out of 5 is the best score that we have had this week.
It's not been a good start to the season.
Dismal.
No. Hoping to change that is Ashley. Good morning, Ashley.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Welcome along to the show.
Thank you.
Ashley scored 4 out of 5 on the smart speaker game, which is a 5 out of 5, really, because it's super hard on the smart speaker. Yeah. It's even harder than it is here on air. Of course, you can get involved with your Amazon smart speaker if you want to give it a go, just as Ashley did. You enjoy the main station.
Yep.
And whilst the Hypebeast Womble was talking to Ashley during that last song, I heard from my side of the conversation, all I can hear is the Hypebeast.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, no, that's a shame. So I thought, oh, what's happened? Ashley stubbed her toe. She's forgot to put her bins out. That was the reaction. Your ceiling fell in, Ashley.
Yeah.
So can I apologise for my executive producer's underwhelming reaction to this huge life news? If someone's ceiling falls in, you don't go, oh, that's a shame.
You know what I mean? I think you said that's a bit annoying.
It's not like you weren't
that's
in for
annoying.
A delivery. You know what I mean?
Annoying.
Oh, that's
voice.
A bit annoying.
That's
anyway,
quite
so how
British,
are you doing?
Isn't it? That's quite
very
British.
British.
Yes.
Oh, very dear. British attitude
so
from Mark
British.
There.
So quintessentially British.
Yeah. So, Ashley, we're giving you the props you deserve. What are you ceiling fell in? No way! Because you deserve that as a reaction.
Thank you. Let's get down to business. Well.
Yeah, well, yeah, and rightly so. Yeah. So we're going to try and win you £5,000 so you can walk around upstairs. But first, let's spin the random player generator, see who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson, 100%.
Anna Geary,
100% in play.
Good luck, Ashley.
You've got the pothole princess.
Great, great. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, if only she could hear that. Yeah, right, no, we're, don't worry. We've got loads of time to introduce that over the coming months. And personally, I'm so excited. Like a dog with a bone when I get a new nickname for someone. Yes, the pothole princess. Excellent. Ashley, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think the pothole princess is most likely to give, because I will be presenting Anna with the same five words, and if her words are the same as yours, then you can have £5,000 and you can get a new ceiling, which is
lovely.
The least you deserve. OK.
Thank you.
Good luck. Here we are. Boy. B-O-Y. Boy.
Girl.
Yes.
Catch. C-A-T-C-H. Catch.
Ball.
Yeah. That's good so far.
Body. B-O-D-Y.
Body. Body guard.
Oh,
don't mind it. Excellent. Don't mind it one bit.
How is your bodyguard, Glenn? Off the seat.
I'll ask him myself. Peter? He's just given me a deferential nod.
Always nice to see you, Pete.
Yeah.
Doesn't say much, but
no,
what a bodyguard.
Quite intimidating, isn't it?
It's at the end of every show when I say arrivederci, Peter scoops Glenn up in his arms and walks
him out. Out of the building. It's lovely.
Take me to the beach,
to
Peter.
It's just so beautiful to see. Oh, dear. Right, where are we? Oh, yes. Garden.
Fence.
Really
and
solid.
Finally, Ashley, the word you're facing is snow. S-N-O-W, snow.
Man.
Yes, ball or man. That's so gettable. Yes. These are so gettable.
Yeah, but...
it's got to be the biggest score of the season so far.
We've got the pothole princess in play. <haven't we?
laughs> <That's true.
laughs> Ashley, it's a really nice set of answers. I think you can tell that from what the guys are saying. So well done. Your job
Thank you.
Is just to take a deep breath. Maybe go make a cup of tea, but wait right there, because Anna Geary, who has won the money in the past, is back in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio. Five words. £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
Anna is now back in the studio. Ashley has been waiting patiently on line one. Now, Ashley, we're about to get down to business. Now, it's fair to say that when we were going through the words, which we won't speak about right now, we had a bit of a laugh. There was some fun, you know, there was stuff going on. But then I decided, as the professional award-winning broadcaster that I am, to give this some gravitas. So I stopped the hilarity and I went, Ashley, Anna Geary's going to be back in the studio next and she has given the money away. Stay right there, we're playing next. I've been reliably informed that that's not true. Anna's never given the money away, but she is back in the studio anyway.
Oh.
I had your back.
Oh, yeah.
And then old Swiss looked up and went, I don't think she's ever gone above a three.
Hey, Swiss, I'm going off.
No, you have played significantly fewer times than the rest of us. It's always going to happen. It's fine. It's fine. It's nothing about ability.
It's about minutes on the pitch, isn't it?
I think I've got a four before. I'm going to go through the logs.
I think
you've
got a four.
I'm going to go through the logs.
Someone's cooking the books. It's...
Why are you? Okay, Ashley, let's get down to business because there's a first time for everything.
Exactly.
Yes.
As the pothole princess steps up to the plate
the
to win you a brand new ceiling. Here we go.
I believe in you.
Good luck, everybody.
Thank you.
Boy.
Girl.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Catch.
Drop.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine.
Good.
That's good.
Not right.
That is good. We had ball.
But oh, drop, okay. Catch, drop. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah, makes more sense.
Sorry, Ashley.
That's okay.
You can just tell people you've got really high ceilings when you look up and you see the roof. It's been lovely having you on the show. Let's do the remaining words to see if we can actually best 2 out of 5, because that would be quite a high point to finish on for the week.
Mm-hmm.
So, what comes to mind when I say body?
Parts.
Guard, bodyguard.
Oh.
And Peter stood right behind you, Glenn's bodyguard. You didn't even think of him. No reaction from Peter at all.
No, no,
he's so stoic.
He is, isn't he?
Because he's right there, Anna.
Anna, Glenn's bodyguard Peter's been here. Well, he's been here since the beginning.
Yeah.
Haven't you, Pete? Pete, come on. Nothing. Absolutely nothing from him.
So professional.
He's so good.
He's going for that job at Madame Tussauds, so that's why he's not giving anything away.
He's seen some stuff. Haven't you? Handsome guy. You? Hey, you, booby. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Garden.
Path.
Fence. Snow.
Fall.
Oh,
it's 1 out of 5 again.
No, that's dismal. I'm it's so not, sorry, no, not,
these, there's these nothing are wrong with the words.
They're just not right, are they? But there's nothing wrong with either set of answers. Yeah. Glenn's right, you know, isn't he, Pete? Ashley, great having you on the show. Thanks for tuning in on the main station. Love to the family. We'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Nice one. Bye, Ashley. This, of course, means we're going to be going again on Monday morning. If you'd like to play 5 Words, 5 Grand on Monday morning, you need to call us right now. The number 0330-123-1215.
5 Words, 5 Grand with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The warmest of welcomes to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where one of the big talking points this week on the show has been the fact that 20 years ago, I holidayed with Andy from Travis.
Yeah.
We went to Barbados and he lent me a book named The Star of the Sea,
yeah,
which I have had for over 20 years. And I decided when I found out that Travis were going to be coming in to speak with Ben Burrell and Tim Burgess, it would be a perfect opportunity to hand the book to Ben, get Ben to hand the book to Fran, and get Fran, the front man, to hand the book back to Andy.
Finally, back in the hands of its rightful owner.
It has been quite the journey. I'm finally going to return Andy the guitarist book. I've written a little note inside.
Yes.
Dearest Andy, I hope this finds you well. Please accept my apologies on the lateness of the return of your book. It has been over 20 years. Your friend Dave. P.S. I still have very fond memories of our time together in Barbados.
Oh, yes.
So such a touching note there. Hopefully that'll, you know, that'll help things.
Yeah.
Star of the Sea, Joseph O'Connor.
It looks like the author wrote that note then, doesn't it? I own the book. I've had it for years. Because it was on Richard and Judy's book club.
What? Oh, cool, man.
That's weird.
When I was like 14 years old or something.
Right.
But
yeah.
I have never gotten around to it. Should I? Is it good?
Oh, well, here's another thing.
Oh, really? Really?
I hope Andy's not listening.
No.
Because it has been 20 years since I borrowed this book from him, but I too am yet to get round to reading it. Right. Good morning, Janet.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team.
Hello.
Hi,
welcome along. Janet's a librarian, yes. Everyone. Which means we're going to do this whole thing in hushed tones. I don't want to break any of the rules here, Janet. So, Janet, you're from Moreton Library in Gloucestershire, which is very nice. Have you ever read Star of the Sea by Joseph O'Connor?
No, sorry, I haven't. I looked at it and I thought, it's more something my dad would read, not me.
So you literally, you judged the book by its cover, Janet?
No, I read the blurb.
Because you have to read it, according to Richard and Judy. You must.
Yeah, it's got all these glowing reviews. I'm yet to meet someone who's read it. And I've actually had it for over 20 years. So, Janet, you're here for a reason. This is going to get back to Andy from Travis. Now, I don't want to make a very powerful enemy because, you know, I don't know if you know Andy from Travis, but he can be nasty. He can be real. No, he's one of the nicest people in the world. But I don't want to owe him any money.
No.
But if he were a library and I was returning Star of the Sea to him 20 years after I first borrowed it, as a librarian,
please reveal the amount of money I will owe.
£1,460.
Whoa!
Oh,
what
a
fine.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you break it down for me, Janet?
20p a day.
20p a day.
That's like a pound a word.
Yeah.
Words I've never even read.
Thank goodness Andy isn't a library.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Thank God he's not alive.
He's only alive.
He's absolutely what he's coming in today.
Yeah, it's absolutely fine. And from what I've heard, the new Travis stuff that Andy's very much part of as a songwriter and lead guitarist sounds great.
What a strange way for us to find out.
So, our journey is about to come to an end because up next, we'll share with you the moment Ben Burrell handed Fran the book that he will hopefully be passing on to Andy from Travis.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And here it is, the moment stablemate and friend Ben Burrell handed over the book I borrowed from Andy from Travis 20 years ago to Travis frontman Fran. A couple of things you need to know about this audio, which is 1 minute, 8 seconds long, is I was very nervous to hear it, and I only heard it for the first time when I arrived at 5:30 this morning. The second thing is that Ben sounds very sheepish asking this.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it would
He's done me a solid, because I just basically said, here's a book, I put a note in it, can you give this to the guests on your show? And he's like, oh, yeah, all right, Dave, yeah, no problem. So he has done it. The most mortifying thing, though, I think, is that Fran clocks that I've not read the book.
Oh.
He figures that out, you know, which I didn't need the added embarrassment of, you know, him, because there's a chance he's probably going to tell that to Andy when he passes it on.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, this is the moment as it went down in this very room yesterday afternoon.
This is a strange question, so forgive me for this, but
forgive me.
A beloved member of your band, of course, went on holiday with our breakfast presenter, Dave Berry. Uh-huh. This happened about 20 years ago. I'm not quite sure of the details. I don't know if this was some sort of romantic fling or what, but they went on holiday together to Barbados, apparently.
Very romantic.
Yes, very romantic. I think we're uncovering some sort of mysterious past for both of them here.
The bearded island, interesting.
Yes, it's all coming together now.
Yeah.
And Andy gave Dave a book.
Yeah.
And Dave did not return it for 20 years. But I have said book here. It's Star of the Sea by Joseph O'Connor. And we'd like to hand it to you to hand it back to Andy, if possible. Oh, he's put a note in it as well, if you want to read the note.
That's very nice of Dave.
And it's hardly... It's like...
It's very well kept, isn't it?
Dave didn't read it, did he?
No. He's had 20 years. He better have read it.
Yeah. Isn't that spine has not been cracked.
Oh. It says on the front, a page turner of a man.
It is a brilliant book. It is. I've read it. It's very good.
So Fran's read it. Well done. Yeah. Someone's finally read it.
Great detective work.
It's the number one bestseller, and we finally found the person that made it that. Excellent. Thanks once again to Ben Burrell, and thank you in advance to Fran. We hope he's going to pass it to Andy, and we're hoping to get some kind of response about this from
that
Andy.
That would be nice.
By the way, you can hear the full interview, the one that we interrupted between Ben and Travis on his always brilliant show next Tuesday from 1 p.m. And the brand new single by the band Travis, taken from their upcoming album LA Times, is out right now. It's called Gaslight.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where we are just 25 minutes away from the launch of the No Repeat Guarantee, and that means between 9 and 5 you are not going to hear the same song twice across the entire network. What a thing. So I promised you an idea that's just dropped in last minute from a listener. The listener is named Lee. He's in Cardiff. Good morning, Lee. He says, morning, Dave, morning, team. After all the talk of AI in Matt's social ammo, how's about AI does 5 words, 5 grand? Please, please, please make it happen, please. Thanks from Lee in Cardiff. P.S. It can't do any worse than the people this week, to be fair.
Well, we did. Meaning us.
Yeah, we had another 1 out of 5 this week, didn't we? Yeah. So, well, we've done it. We've taken the set of words that we gave to Ashley, our player this morning, an hour ago. She was matched with Anna Geary, the pothole princess, on the random player generator. We've put the same words into AI. So shall we have a little look at how artificial intelligence fared? Yeah. So the first word this morning that we gave to Ashley was the word boy. Now, Ashley said girl. Mm-hmm. Anna Geary also said girl. Yes. AI says this.
The word childhood comes to mind.
Oh.
Childhood.
Boy, childhood. Mm.
So the only you scored with listener Ashley, AI would have got wrong. So we would have been, the money hasn't gone. We then had catch. Now, Ashley said ball. Anna, you said drop. And this is what AI said.
The first word that comes to mind is ball.
So that's a match.
Oh, wow.
So that is a match. We then had the word body. Ashley said guard. Once again, morning, Peter.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn's bodyguard, Peter.
Hello, mate.
Never says anything, does he? You said body part, Anna.
Yeah.
This is what AI says.
The first word that comes to mind is health.
Health.
Body health.
AI does not use the method.
No.
100%. That's his downfall, yeah.
I then gave the word garden. Ashley said fence. Anna said path. And this is what AI says.
The first word that comes to mind is flowers.
Garden flowers.
She's very wheelhousey. Very wheelhousey. And then we had snow. Ashley said man. Anna said fall. And this is what AI said.
The first word that comes to mind is cold.
Cold.
Oh, no. Come on. Yeah. No. It's not mallets, mallet.
Rubbish. Yeah. They'll never take over.
So it's what?
Not on my watch. Yeah. They're not going to get the £5,000 of funding that they need to improve.
So it is 1 out of 5, as it was with the humans, which means Anna Geary, aka the pothole princess, is as good at 5 words, 5 grand as AI.
I'll take that.
You're going to take that?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Here on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, just after 9 is shout out time. And this week, you and us have been loving My First, My Last, My Everything. This is the first note of a song and the last note of a song stuck together and played aloud. And if you can identify the name of the artist or band or ditty, well, you can have a shout out just after 9. So the number is 81215. Send me your name, where you are, whatever you want shouted out. A flavour of what you're up to is always very nice. A snapshot of the UK arrives on the text machine. And I also need your answers to this.
Yes.
I didn't have a clue this morning either, Anna. Myself and the pothole princess are just looking at each other, just shaking our heads from side to side. Even Peter the bodyguard looks like he got that one, and he has no facial emotions at all.
Yes.
Yeah. 81215 is the number. My first, my last, my everything is on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
Yes, it is my first, my last, my everything. Your way of earning a shout-out on The Breakfast Show is to listen very carefully to the first note and the last note of a popular song from across our playlists and identify it. And just moments ago, we bought you this. Matt Dyson, would you like to do the honours?
Well, I knew it was George Ezra, right?
Correct.
But I thought it was Budapest, and it's not, is it? And it's not Shotgun? Which one is it?
It is not. It's Blame It On Me.
Unmistakably Ezra.
What a wildly lovable and talented human he is. So, congratulations to Joanne in the taxi to the airport for a week away in Mallorca with the girls. Ooh. Have fun,
Did
girls.
Did someone say Bev Ragino?
James at the Reigate Children's Centre, Sheffield, with Elias and Millie working hard. Jack in the hobby shop, Leeds. Kerry in Kent getting ready to take the kids to soft play. Crazy Horse working in Nottingham. Wow. It's your shout-out, man. Mick the Tyler at work in Liverpool. Keza B loving the show on the last office day of the week. Thanks, Keza B. And everyone at Rowlandson Renovations who are on their way to Washington Northeast to do some plastering.
Nice.
Well done, everybody. It was George Ezra, Blame It On Me, on my first, my last, my everything.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And that's it for another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. In fact, that's it for another week's worth. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in, coming on this audio journey with us. And of course, to those of you, oh, I hate myself so much. Also to those of you who joined in, as I always like to say on a Friday, we love it if something happens to you on the weekend that you think we'd like here on the show. Just be aware, you can email me anytime you like. It is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. Myself, the producers, we're always checking the inbox. So, as I say, if something happens, you think Dave and the guys are like that, that's where you send it, dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. So, as always, there's only one more thing to do. And Matt Dyson, heavy is the head that wears the podcast name and crown. So these are your options today. The podcast naming bell rung when somebody said AI is an absolute joke.
Yes, that was during the social ammo, another AI malfunction.
You've got the pothole princess.
Anna Geary's great new nickname.
Well done on coming up with that one. Take me to the beach, Peter.
Glenn Moore's bodyguard. What an episode of Five Words, Five Grand it was today. Worth listening to the podcast for that one.
I'm going to go through the logs.
Anna Geary questioning your fake news. But yeah, we're using a very in industry term there, going through the logs. I've not heard anyone say that for a while.
Oh, amazing.
I like it, but I think it's got to be Glenn asking his bodyguard to take him to the beach, surely.
I think you've chosen wisely. So the podcast is now named Take Me to the Beach, Peter. You can get it wherever you get your pods. Right, on the way, Leona Graham's going to be here on Absolute Radio. She's got her tea break trivia, plus the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £180,000. We'll be back amongst you on Monday morning at 6 a.m. So enjoy your weekends. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.